much more up has this team been going into this week, knowing that it was coming off a win, feeling good maybe about themselves, more so than coming off a loss?
You're talking about us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's always a lot easier to go back to work after having success and getting your first win, especially with your first win, and going into a big game for us. I mean, we're this division game, our first one of the year. These are the ones you have to win. And again, it's a team that's 3-0. I think they have the best record in the AFC. So, and they, you know, they obviously won the division last year. So, great challenge for us. And but it helps obviously come down here to win and knowing how important it is to us to go down there and play well. And we're going to have to win this football game.
Do you tell the guys, let's build off of what we did last week, or do you wipe the slate clean and say it's a new game?
No, you build off, and I think it's you want to say that, you know what, we rose up 1 week and made a lot of big plays, but now we got to start all over on Sunday and do it again. And it may not be five big plays like that, but it needs to be maybe five drives that we finish with touchdowns. Maybe that's what we do differently this week. But, yeah, we have to, you know, we build off last week for sure, because you want to have that confidence. Because guys, you know, guys get a little confidence when you do win, even though we still made some mistakes out there on Sunday, as we know. So, no, I think the spirits are good. Just, you know, getting used to getting to learn the opponent again, get through the next couple of days, and then I think the excitement will really build by the weekend.
You think this is the best defense you've faced so far this year?
They're playing well. I mean, they're, I guess, the ranking-wise, after 3 weeks, they're sitting there at second, and last year they were awfully good. And, you know, they play hard, and I think that's probably the biggest thing. They play hard, they're aggressive, and that's why they're making plays. I mean, even the Miami game when they weren't playing so well in the opener, as a team, the defense gets two or three turnovers, I think, in the second quarter, and the game becomes a blowout. So that's what they're capable of now. And obviously we saw offensively last year in our first game with them here how many points they can put on the board if you make mistakes. So we're very well aware of the weapons they have and how important it's going to be for us to play well.
A lot of people say that they're the best team in the league. Do you say that right now?
I just think it's too early to kind of – they're obviously very good. I don't think they want to say that either. I mean, it's early every week in the NFL right now. You know, the 49ers are the best team last week. They lost a game, so now they're still a good team, but they lost a tough game. And I think right now you kind of wait. Everyone's just positioning themselves, wanting to get through this first part of the season healthy, continue to play better. They're obviously a very good football team, no doubt about it. They're a playoff team. They won a division last year, so they're the team we're all chasing in the AFC South. So, and you know, they're already a couple games ahead of us. So this is a huge game for us to kind of get back in this thing.
Can you potentially give any other backs a chance to get some? I know it's been predominantly Chris so far. I mean, do you try to mix some other guys in to see if you can have a little change of pace and have some luck there in the running game?
Probably if we had more carries. Like I said, we've run the ball. I think we've had the lead 42 carries, and that includes the quarterback in three games. So that's not a lot of football carries. I've been around here. We did that in one game. It's hard to share when you're not doing a lot of work. So I think we need to kind of give everyone the chance to get going, see really where we're at in that phase of the game, and go from there. But, yeah, we got players we feel are good, but I think CJ is the guy who needs to get opportunity first.
The run game is taking so much criticism, Mike, but with the sacks allowed, how happy are you with the way the offensive line is pass protecting so far through three games?
It's great. Last week, I think, was something that went unnoticed, not talked about. That was a good defensive line that we all knew that coming in. And we threw the ball 50 times, and the quarterback, I think, got hit twice. Not sacked, not harassed. He threw for almost 400 yards. I mean, that's a heck of an accomplishment for them. And I thought they were run blocked, really, for the most part, pretty good all game when they for their part in this whole thing. But protection is not just a line, just like the run game is not just a line. So they'll take the good with the bad, I guess, but because obviously protection has a lot to do with the receivers getting open, the quarterback getting the ball out, the tight ends, the backs, just like the running game. So, but at least that phase is doing well. That carried us through that game along with the special teams plays. So we got to continue that and just keep getting better at the phases that we're struggling at.
Could Jake be used on the rollouts a little more this week because of J.J. Watt and how those guys blocked balls?
Yeah, I think that's something that every game we have stuff where he's moving, and sometimes you end up doing it more than other games just because depending on how the game goes. But just like they roll their guy out a lot, there's plenty of plays where he'll be able to do that. And if that became a problem, then you know, that helps us change up the launch point. And so those are things that are good to do during the game.
You talked about how you don't really have any control over the referee situation. They're talking, and there's a lot of talk that maybe they have them back on the field, the regular officials, this weekend. If that happens, do you keep an eye on that? How do you monitor that part of the situation?
Well, you wait, just like all of us. I mean, kind of a holding pattern on that. We're worried about the Texans, and whoever shows up to officiate, that'd be just fine. And I think it's going to be hard for, just like players to come back, I mean, it's going to be hard for officials to come back after not doing a game since last December, a lot of them, and all of a sudden they're doing a game. So I think it's going to be a tough transition either way. You know, you want things to get settled. You want to have the best people out there, the guys that have been doing a lot of years, but I'm sure the process is going to take a little time to get back to normal.
I mean, have games been called differently? I mean, you hear a lot about the Monday night missed call and some other calls missed here and there. I mean, are other facets of the game being called differently than maybe before, and you've got to be aware of that going in?
No, I think during the game, it's just the fact that they're going to make sure they got it right, that they're going to maybe conference, talk more in the group to get things right. I mean, that's probably been something that's been, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't mind the game being 5 minutes longer if it's going to mean them getting a player or two right. If there's some question about a play, you'd rather see them huddle up and make a decision. So I've been okay with that. And for me, it's just be consistent. And I'm that way with whoever's officiating the game. I was like that in high school football. I mean, if you're going to just call, what you're going to call, call for on both teams. And they did a good job. They'll come over, you know, like I said, for the tackles and the tackles being back. Some groups are going to call that all game long if you let them. Some will never call it. I mean, that's with good, with normal officials, with replacement officials. So they all call, every crew calls games differently, and that's the hard part. No matter who's officiating, it's hard to figure out what you can do until the game starts. I mean, I even get a measurement. Some groups are going to give me a measurement to last year, like the no problem. Another group's not going to give it to you. So, I mean, there's a lot of, it's like that every week, no matter who's officiating a game. So as a head coach or as a coach in general, you're just looking for consistency from week to week, and that's the hard part no matter who's out there. I obviously assume they'd work it out in some time preseason. I mean, you always think things would get worked out, just like the lockout last year. We all assumed it'd get done. It did. That's another thing. I think we all assumed it'd be done, and obviously surprised it hasn't.
People say the integrity of the league has been hurt by this. Obviously, you're a part of this league. You were a player for so long, now coaching. Does it hurt you to see something like Monday night?
I mean, I don't know. I just think you just want to have everybody back that's supposed to be there. I mean, if you want the officials back, you don't want to have disruptions like this, where you have other officials working games that hadn't done it before. But no, I think it's. I mean, like I said, I'm not getting caught up in all of it. Worrying about our games on Sunday. Whoever's officiating doesn't really matter to me or to us. We're just going to go out there and play. You like them to get the things worked out. If they do, great. If they don't, then we'll just move forward.
Asking Jake about the importance of winning in the Adams backyard. Do we make too much of that, or is he actually mouth those words, Mr. Adams, how important it is to get a win there?
I he just wants to win them all. I mean, he wants that trophy. That's what he wants, for sure. I mean, when you play in your hometown, you want to win football games, and because of the history, there's no doubt. I'm sure it means more, but that's not something he calls and tells us or worries about. I mean, he just wants to win. Obviously, that one I'm sure means more to him than most regular season games, but in the end, he just wants to win the division.
He apologized to you for leaving early on Sunday, or do you apologize to him for making a close late?
It's probably more, I better do the apologizing probably. in any case, and for a lot of the fans that left, not knowing that we decided to make it a very interesting game, and we had other phases of the game we wanted to work on, obviously, and we wanted to see if we could get up to 100 plays on defense, and we almost did. But thank God we won the game.
How much will you work on Hail Mary?
Probably just like we always have. Like I said, it's like one of those things that always looks good in practice. I think we'll have their attention now. I think it's a way to get everyone's attention to why you work on situations. Like I mentioned, even with the onside kick, you work on it, but there's not a whole lot of stress out here to catch the ball or to do the right thing. And when you get in the game, the people realize it. So hopefully it's something we'll learn from and won't happen again.
Unfortunately, I guess I had to put Dawson on IR, and where's Pinnell help you?
Yeah, I talked to Dawson this morning. That was, he works so hard, and I just told him he should be proud of what he's accomplished here, coming here. I'm sure most people thought, didn't think a lot of him making the roster. He worked hard. He earned the right to be here. He was contributing, we felt, in a big way. I thought he was going to really help us throughout the season. So to get a hamstring to that level where we thought he'd be out, maybe up to 8 weeks, the best thing for us to do is to put him on injury reserve. And the Negbo, I think the fact that he's so familiar with what we're doing, he's a guy that can come in a short week, coming in Wednesday and help us if he has to this weekend with some reps. So that was an easy decision there to bring him back and to help us. So unfortunately, that's how this league is. It's all about staying healthy. You don't realize what a big factor that is in the playoff run or positioning yourself during the season is to keep guys healthy, and that's just another case of losing a guy that we felt could help us.
Spinell, maybe he'll battle a little bit with the run game also from that position.
Yeah, he will. He gives you a little bigger end, and the fact that he could go inside if he had to in a game if there's injuries, all those things. And like I said, and plus he's been here, and we know him, and we've seen him improve the last couple of years, and so it was lucky that he was still available to bring in. Yeah, he is, but hoping he was able to do more today. He's out doing individual drills. He's obviously running now. Now it's just a matter of how quickly his ankle responds to being on the hard surface, being on the ground, and cutting and that kind of thing. So we'll kind of see how he is tomorrow after what he did today, and then see how much more he can do tomorrow. So it's still a work in progress.
Do you expect him to practice with the team this week?
That's what we'll find out. I mean, we were hoping for by Friday that he could maybe do something. We'll have to wait and see how he was after today's work.
How about Britt and Crook?
Both of them neither one of them practiced. They're out in the side field doing individual drills with the trainers. Crook, I think, is feeling better, getting a lot of his motion pretty much back. Hopefully we thought he'd do some drills tomorrow, maybe by Friday, start taking reps. Kenny's, again, the same thing, we think, progressing along. Pretty well, and then just he's an ankle, so obviously that's a little more because of the running and playing wide receiver. We'll have to see how he does the next couple of days.